You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning once again, everyone. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And every month, we are very happy to put a spotlight on the work of the WASA Sustainability, Energy, and Environment Committee. And we've had different members of the group and different voices coming on to talk about different issues that they're looking at. And this morning, very happy to be sitting across the table from Mary Clues. And Mary, first of all, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, let's talk a little bit, because we were talking before you went on the air about how you've been part of this committee for quite a long time. I would like to know a little bit about your background, maybe what got you engaged in some of these issues. I mean, you obviously are somebody that you give your time to be part of this committee to talk about some of these issues. Was there maybe a spark or maybe a specific issue that got you involved that you wanted to be part of this committee?
Gosh, it just seems like it's part of my DNA to care about the environment. I mean, back when I was very young, I remember thinking, I don't want to wear makeup because I heard that it's environmentally bad for our systems and for the animals. So it took me a long time to make some decisions that really were, I was thinking, going to be bad for the environment or bad for the wildlife. So when I heard that there was a WASA Sustainability Committee, I think probably someone said, Mary, you seem to be like a natural for this, and recommended that I investigate. And so I put an application, which anyone can do, to serve on a city committee, and have been serving on there for some time. And we started by, I'm sort of the, I guess, default historian at this point, but we put some time into like figuring out, well, what, we got a directive from the city council, but then where do we take it? What direction do we go?
Let me ask you a real quick question before we get into some of the meat and potatoes of what you're doing. You mentioned the fact that this is something that's been part of your life, this caring about the environment. And sometimes I think that having conversations like this and just having discussions opens people's minds to different ideas. Was there anything specific early in your life that made you care? Because obviously, sometimes you have to hear about something. Sometimes you may have somebody in your life that is somebody that is an activist in certain areas. Other than this, within yourself, maybe having to click, what made you say, hey, maybe makeup and not using certain makeup and it would be bad for the environment? Was there anything in your life or a person in your life that may have sparked some of your activism when it came to some of these issues?
Well, it seems like it was what we were doing back when I was growing up. I mean, I grew up right here in Marathon County and out in the country. I was a country gal who just would rather play outside than do anything inside the house. Always had my hands in the dirt. And it's just like Gaylord Nelson was out there. Yeah. And the first Earth Day happened when I was a very young person. Like, it was something that was really being covered, I think, that, you know, can remember, some of us, that we had rivers that were catching on fire because there was so much pollution floating on the top of them that the top was volatile enough it would just burst into flame. And I just don't want to live in that world. It's really improved so much in my lifetime that I don't want us to go backwards, and I know we still have room to go forwards.
Do you think that in that era there was more of a bipartisan feel for some of these issues than there is today? And in terms of the work that you and the committee and others that are involved in trying to push forward in terms of some of these issues, again, sometimes we can look back with rose-colored glasses as well. What was your take back when you first got involved that maybe in terms of, you know, who was fighting for some of these important issues and maybe some that were fighting against it?
It really seemed to me that everyone was fighting for it. I mean, when rivers are catching on fire, it seems pretty clear that
it's hard to be pro rivers on fire, right?
That's really not what we want in our environment. And I seem to remember that President Nixon had a lot to do with the Clean Water Act. So
formed the EPA.
Yeah, formed that EPA in his administration. And it just seemed like yeah, it was a no-brainer back in the day.
Let's talk about the committee again, the WASA Sustainability Energy Environment Committee. What are some, before we talk again about maybe a specific event and issues involved, in your work on this committee, what has caught your attention in terms of the positives of this committee? Maybe some areas that you felt like, hey, it's been important that this committee is out there talking about this. Is there anything in particular that you've been proud of in your terms? Because you were saying that, that you're coming towards the end of your term.
This is my legacy.
Yeah, but I'm just curious because often people, there are some people that say, well, government can't work. Government can't do this. But I imagine there's been something involved with this committee that you say, hey, this has been important. That, number one, either the awareness of an issue or specifics in terms of being something being done within an issue. Is there anything during your work on this committee itself over the last number of years that has stood out for you?
Well, one thing I'll say personally, that it's been lovely to be involved just to find out that there are many other communities that are working on it. Mm. And so we have colleagues and we have organizations that we can interface with and get ideas from and learn from other municipalities in the state. And so that's been uplifting for me. One thing, though, I would say I'm proud of as far as the work of our accomplishments is that we did a lot of education around greenhouse gases and the effect of that in the environment. Mm-hmm. And at one point, it might be 2 years ago now, because I have this time problem that I don't remember what year things happened.
You're not the only one, believe me.
But that the city council unanimously passed a greenhouse gas reduction resolution. That mm-hmm. is to say, they want to dedicate some effort to making sure that we're lowering our need to use fossil fuels in the city to accomplish what the city needs to do to serve the residents. We found it's also more complicated to take action on that.
Right.
But I'm really, yeah, it feels really good that there's the motivation to be creating that better world in the future.
And we will have more with Mary Clues of the WASA Sustainability Energy and Environment Committee coming up at 7:52. Up next, the Midwest Farm Report and more with Pat Kreitlow. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. The time is 7:52. Again, we're talking to Mary Clues, who's a member of the WASA Sustainability Energy and Environment Committee. Let's talk about some issues, talking about seasonable goals, seasonable topics. Right now, we're in the midst of summer, but each of the seasons, there are goals or issues.
Seasonal sayings, maybe.
Yeah.
On the committee, we really do want the whole community to be involved with it. It's not like just the committee's work. It's really up to everybody to make certain small decisions and then work together to make big policy changes too. It takes us to do things at all levels.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing we came up with in the committee is to say, well, there's like little reminders we could put out to people that there are things they can do on their own property in how they garden and how they manage their lives that can be helpful for the whole community, the whole environment.
Let me jump in real quickly, because that's one of the been interesting aspects of the discussions we've been having monthly here for the last number of months. There are so many things that are, I think, simpler than maybe people would expect.
Well, generally, we've had articles in the city newsletter that put these sayings out there, little snippets of something to remember that's easy. We like to say here at the height of summer, we're in slow your mow season. So not mowing your lawn quite so often, making sure it's like at a higher height so that the little creatures that are living in your lawn can survive, because our insect populations are diving and we need to take care of them.
Let me jump in there, because sometimes I think folks will think, well, why is that important?
Well, it's actually healthier for your lawn to have some height on your grass, for one thing. And then you need less of the additions that you need to add to your lawn and soil to make the grass grow. But also, insects are really at the base of our food pyramid in so many ways. They pollinate things. They they're just the basis of a lot of life on Earth. And if we don't have insects, we are going to be in big trouble.
We're getting closer to fall. What's the topic going to be when we get to the fall?
The topic of fall is tied perfectly in because it's leave your leaves. And that means that when we leave some of those leaves, we put them in piles and just let them sit. All kinds of insects that we need may lay eggs in there or may overwinter in mm-hmm. some form that then they're ready to go in spring, where if we remove everything, they don't have any habitat to make mm-hmm. it through the winter, and we can have some hard winters.
Well, now I'm curious. I got to find out what the winter is saying.
Well,
that
we're going right through the season.
Why? Because I got to know right now. I'm learning something myself here. What is the winter goal and topic and saying?
Winter's one of my favorites. It's don't be so salty. Of course, we don't want people falling and breaking any bones in the winter when we're getting icier as the climate warms. But we live in a freshwater environment around here. Like, we don't live on the coast where it's naturally salty. Mm-hmm. So when we add salt, we don't really think, we put it on the sidewalk, we don't think of where that runs after it melts. And it actually is, they're beginning to be able to note the change in the salinity in our freshwater bodies. And that changes the chemistry enough to affect our wildlife.
And I guess we better talk about what spring was and what it will be in 2026.
Spring I like, too, because the spring saying has to do with what we're planting, and it's kind of short and sweet. The saying is prioritize pollinators.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably had a big topic on that
yes,
already
we
on
did.
The radio.
Yes, we did.
But the point is really that when you're choosing what things to plant, when you're choosing certain practices you're going to do for your growing season, like to choose native plants so that the native pollinators have a chance and get the food that they need, because they are oftentimes very specific. Some pollinators only use one plant.
Mm. Let's talk about this event coming up on August 16th.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah. Share a little information on this.
Well, we are calling it Repurposeful Art. We are tying a few intentions together. One is we would like to get the community to know more about these little sayings that we have out there, that they can take these small actions that make a big difference. But we want to have fun together. I think that's part of sustainability, is really having that feeling of community and having fun together. So on Saturday, August 16th, we're planning to be on the 400 block with art supplies. We'll have supplies that you can bring a t-shirt that if you want to repurpose a t-shirt, mm-hmm. tired of a design, or you want to cover a logo or something, and that this is a good shirt, but I'm tired of that logo. You can print one of our sayings on it. We'll have screen printing materials there. And if you don't have anything, we'll have repurposed materials that you can use to like print yard signs or yard flags. And we'll have all a design for each of the seasonal sayings.
So basically, it can be, as you said, shirt material, it could be sign material, really a lot of different ways of repurposing.
And you can bring any kind of material. We just would suggest that it's not something like terry cloth or loopy, you know, that's it's not going to take the screen print ink. Mm-hmm. But we'll be there 11 to 2 on that Saturday on the 400 block.
Again, we want to underline to mark the calendar for August 16th, the repurposeful art and art pop-up event going on here at the 400 block in downtown Wausau. For folks that, again, we always try to wrap up as well, for people that want to find out maybe more information about some of the topics that we talk about that you work on the committee, where's the best place to maybe get some information on what you and the others are working on the committee?
Well, you can always email any of the committee members through the city website. Like, there's a way, or if you email the clerk, she makes sure that we get all the information. We're always open to public comment at the committee meetings. So you just, again, would contact the clerk and let her know that you want to make some comment to the committee or start a discussion.
And also, as you told me beforehand, it's real easy to become a member of the committee.
Absolutely. They've redone the website, so now, can I find it quickly? Maybe not. But to search on the city website, there's an application form to fill out, and you can list what kind of committees you might be interested in serving on. It's a really helpful way to just be a part of the community, which is really what the community event's about. We mm-hmm. should not forget that we should get together and have fun. And we do on the committee, too. We're probably the most fun committee.
Hey, there you go. Mary Clues, again, thank you for coming in. Thank you for serving on the committee. And thank you for the great information this morning.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Chad.
Top of the hour news update is coming up next, and then back to Pat Kreitloa. The final hour this morning of Mornings with Pat Kreitloa. Ian Welsh and myself will be back at 22 and 52 after the hour here on 98.9 WXCO. Good morning. It is Wednesday, July the 23rd of 2025. The time is 8:23. Very mild start here in north central Wisconsin. Overcast skies. Temperature stands at 74 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. This is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Joined by Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
And again, thanks to earlier this morning in our first hour of the program. Had a chance to sit down again, as we do at the near the end of every month, an opportunity to talk to a member or members of the WASA Sustainability, Energy, and Environment Committee. This morning it was Mary Clues. And I want to note that coming up after 9 o'clock, when the show is over, every day we put up under the news section at WXCO.fm a podcast of our local segments here on Mornings with Pat Kreitloa. So our discussion with Mary Clues, what we're doing right now, our final segment, will all be part of this very nice 30-minute podcast. So you can listen to all of our WXCO Morning Report segments in a very convenient form. But also, if you go to that, if you click on it, you can hear the podcast for our Morning Report. But also, as part of our show notes, I'm going to put the unedited discussion that I had with Mary Clues, because there was parts that we did not have time to air. And that's one of the good things about sometimes when I bring somebody in and they prefer not to come in so early in the morning, but prefer to come in a little bit later, and we can sit down and record, and then I put it into segments to fit the time frame that I have here in the morning. So Mary Clues and myself had an even longer conversation, and there'll be a link where you can listen to that as part of the show notes. So again, go to WXCO.fm, go to the news section. You'll have our daily news roundup and also our morning report. And just click on the morning report for today, and then you'll get the opportunity to hear the podcast or hear the unedited version of our discussion with Mary Clues. And in fact, Ian, yesterday at the end of our show, you said, are we going to have anybody coming in to record? I said, no, we're not. So you could take off. And then like 20 minutes later, Mary Clues comes to the door. And it was a surprise, because normally I get an email with the topic and the guests involved in our discussions with the Environment and Sustainability Committee. And so I have a little background on what the topic of the conversation will be for this month. Mm-hmm. I had not gotten into that. So I thought, well, nobody's coming in today. Maybe it'll be a little bit later on in the month. Okay. So I said, Ian, you can head on out. Mm-hmm. So then Mary comes in, and all of a sudden, well, number one, who are you? Number two, what are we going to be talking about? So it was actually very interesting, because she's a very interesting person. She has a lot of different aspects to her life outside of the her work, and she's been an original member of the Sustainability, Energy, and Environment Committee for, I think, more about half a dozen years now. In fact, she's coming towards the end of her term, and then she's going to be leaving the committee soon. But she has so much other aspects to her life. It was very interesting to talk to her about that off the air, and then we talked on the air in terms of what we did, what we heard in the first hour. But so I just want to apologize to you for having you take off early.
Understandable.
And it made my life a little bit more difficult because one of the things we like to do is, you know, you are able there to record it so I don't have to run back and forth and do that. And also be able to take a few pictures of our guests so we can post it on our social media.
That's right.
And be able to publicize it there as well. But so unfortunately, I can't do all of that at the same time. So, yeah. But we did have the discussion, again, a very interesting discussion, and always very happy to at the end of each month to be able to have somebody from the committee join us and to be able to give you ideas on, I would say, simple things that we can do in order to keep our environment going. I mean, we're in, I think, a very precarious time here, but also talk about sustainability and more. So, again, if you
the
missed...
sustainability of our planet is very important.
It certainly is.
Climate change is real.
It is. You know, absolutely.
Temperatures are getting higher. The oceans are getting taller. Just things are changing. I'm sorry, but you can't say climate change doesn't exist because the proof is all around us. I mean, look around here. Temperatures are getting to the 90s today.
Yeah. It's
not going to be comfortable.
It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. And as we heard...
stormy, too.
Yeah, we heard just in the last segment during Pat Kreitlow's program, Brittany Merlot, broadcasting from Oshkosh and the EAA Air Venture, talked about that there's a potential just north of Wausau, in this general part of the state, going further north, that it could be severe thunderstorms and even tornadic activity starting middle of this afternoon. So, again, it's going to be one of those juicy summer days. And when all the juices get together, sometimes some very significant storms will be passing through. So
that's right.
But also, it's just going to be hot. It's going to be... We talked about it, I think, yesterday.
Sticky.
Some folks like it when it gets really hot. I'm not one of those people. I'm not a big fan of the real heat. What about you?
Humidity just it messes with my body. It makes me a little sick. I mean, last night at rehearsal, you know, it's so hot in the rehearsal space we have. There's not much circulation. We had the fans going, but we were still sweating pretty bad.
What happens when you blow fans? Hot. You're just blowing hot air around.
Exactly. So she don't have the windows open.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, coming up at 8:52, we will be back. We will have our number for the day quiz with Ian to see if we can get him back on the winning track.
Yeah.
But coming up next, an information update, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes. I think we're getting a little bit of light rain here in the Wausau area.
And so it begins.
Hard to tell, but it's going to be a hot day. And again, as we get towards the later part of the afternoon into the early evening hours, the potential is out there for some severe weather, including severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. And keep it right here. If there is severe weather, we will be on the air letting you know all about it right here on 98.9 WXCO. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, in his never-ending quest to put his voice into areas that really... Why is the president talking about this category? Donald Trump talked about the Washington Commanders and the Cleveland Guardians. The Washington Commanders football team and the Cleveland Guardians baseball team.
You mentioned this yesterday. And he wants them to change their names back to the old ones.
Yep.
The racist ones.
Yep. Well, the former manager of the Cleveland Guardians Terry Francona. He was the manager in Cleveland when they made the change. In fact, today is the anniversary. It was 4 years ago today that they announced that they were changing the name to Guardians. So, Terry Francona is now the manager of the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay.
On Tuesday, yesterday, schooled what he calls older fans, such as President Donald Trump, who want the team to revert to its former name, Indians. Trump, said that Cleveland should readopt the offensive name because Indians are being treated very unfairly. Make Indians great again. MIGA. The silliness,
I know. No, don't make the name out of that, please.
And in the same Truth Social post, Trump also threatened to sack the Washington Commanders' pending stadium deal if they don't return to their racist nickname Redskins moniker. But Francona, we've seen too many folks not stand up against Donald Trump, but Terry Francona did so.
Oh, good for him.
He looked back at when the team decided to rebrand in 2021 as a courageous move. He said that the owner, Paul Dolan, was courageous. And Francona said, "I was really proud of him because I don't think it was real popular with a segment of probably the older fans that kind of, I guess, like Trump. Why can't it be like it used to be?" And I guess my retort would be, Francona said, "There's probably a lot of people in this country who don't want it like it used to be. And if you're white, you're probably just fine. That's not how it's supposed to work." He said, "I didn't even care what they made the name in Cleveland. I really didn't. I just know I was in on those conversations, and we were trying to be respectful. And for that, I give those guys a lot of credit."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Not everybody's going to be happy. But the point being is respect, being respectful. Donald Trump is not being respectful to anybody who hates racist names." And then he's trying to throw himself into the conversation and threatening actions that could hurt these franchises if they don't go back to a racist nickname. That's not respectful.
No, it is not.
So, again, I think every voice is important. And, in fact, we'll talk along those lines tomorrow on this program, as we will be joined by Marathon County Democratic Party Chair Nancy Stensel. And she's trying to do something that is actually going to accomplish something as opposed to just throwing out things that are just there for, you know, social media hits or something like that.
Showmanship.
So it's going to be very interesting conversation tomorrow in the 7 o'clock hour. But again, if we go down to the bottom line, try to be respectful. Try to be respectful to others. That's a good place to start with a lot of these conversations.
Absolutely. I just have a little common courtesy.
Exactly.
That's all it is. Just treat people like people.
So good for Terry Francona for stepping up and speaking up, because a lot of folks are afraid to speak up when it comes out against Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is a bully, and he tries to bully other people into believing that along with what he believes in. So good for Terry Francona, again, multi-time World Series champion manager and currently manager of the Cincinnati Reds, former manager in Cleveland.
Well said.
All right, it's time for our number for the day.
Yes.
And you are 0-2 so far.
I got some work to do.
You do have some work to do.
I really need to get back on the winning track.
Yes, you do. So today's going to be a warm day. It's going to be a hot day, but nothing close to the hottest day we've ever seen in Wausau. A few weeks ago, we had the hottest day in Wisconsin history as our number for the day.
Yeah.
Today, it's what is the hottest temperature ever recorded in Wausau? So what is the hottest temperature ever recorded in Wausau? That's our number for the day.
Okay.
And I give Ian three choices here, one of which is correct, two of which are incorrect, as he tries to get the number for the day correct here today. All right. Your choices are 107 degrees, 111 degrees, 115 degrees.
So 107?
107.
111.
111.
Or 115.
And 115.
The hottest temperature ever in Wausau.
Ever in Wausau.
107.
It was recorded on July the 13th of 1936.
July 13th, 1936. Okay, I'm going to say Yeah, I'm going to say the hottest temperature ever in Wausau. Final answer, I'm going to say 111. I'm going with 111 as my final answer.
The hottest temperature ever recorded in Wausau in 1936 is 107 degrees.
Oh, that's smallest number.
Oh, for it. Three.
Why?
You got some pressure the next 2 days.
I really need to focus.
That's just the way it goes. Up and down, right? Up yep. and down. Ebbs and flows. Hey, again, Nancy Stenzel will join us tomorrow at 7:22. Ian, have a good rest of your Wednesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Matt and Air on Air coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.